Welcome back to Inside OMCAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Regardless how well we know our family history, the generations before us help shape who we are today, whether we know it or not. It is pretty cool tracing back family trees and learning about our ancestors. I think of the PBS show Finding Our Roots, but it is a great deal of work. I mean, there's a lot of curves, dead ends, as well as unexpected roads. Well, James Richardson was more than up for the task. The former senior writer with the Sacramento Bee and retired Episcopal priest spent the past 20 years, give or take, retracing the steps of his great-great-grandfather, George Richardson. Without giving too much away, we'll let Jim do that, but what he found was pretty powerful, but was also nearly at risk of becoming forgotten. The journey culminated in Jim's new book, The Abolitionist's Journal, Memories of an American Anti-Slavery Family. Jim joins us now. Nice to see you, Jim.
Thank you, Vicky, for having me. I much appreciate it.
I know. I'm happy we got our selfies out of the way in the studio.
Absolutely.
So you and your wife, Lori, spent more than 20 years on this project. Let's start from the beginning. What sparked this journey?
Well, there was in my father's study for my entire life, he had this big black notebook about couple inches thick, and it was always called the journal, but I never really knew what was in it. I knew it had something to do with one of our ancestors, and I had never read it. No one ever really talked about it. In the 1990s, I had been in journalism for a good 2 decades, and I had this epiphany to become an Episcopal priest, and I had gone through all the hoops in the church, and I had quit my job at the Sacramento Bee, and I was getting ready to go off to our seminary in Berkeley, and I took a month off, and then I began to think, what have I done? This is crazy. And I started trying to figure out how to get my job back at the Bee. And at that moment, my dad said, you really need to read this book. I've always thought he always knew me better than I knew myself. And so he gave me this book. I spent a weekend reading it. And what it turned out to be was this handwritten journal by my great-great-grandfather. His name was George Richardson. He was a Methodist itinerant preacher. And what I learned was he and his family, he had grown up in upstate New York. He had moved to the Midwest as a young man. But he and his family were just ardent abolitionists, ardently against slavery. Their religion was against slavery. He and his wife, Carolyn, used their house on the Underground Railroad. And then in the Civil War, he volunteered to be the white chaplain to a black Union regiment in Memphis. And in the Civil War, when the Union finally decided that black people could be in the army, the rule was that they had to have white officers. And he volunteered to join one of these regiments. After the war, he and his wife, Carolyn, founded a school for the previously enslaved and started in Dallas. They had 3 black pastor partners. This could not have happened without them. The Ku Klux Klan burned it down in Dallas. The black community rebuilt the school. And then the city of Dallas came up with a test for the teachers that they could not possibly pass. So then the city closed it down. And then it relocated in Austin. That school became Samuel Houston College in Austin. Samuel Houston, it's really spelled Huston, and he was a Iowa abolitionist. But that school is thriving today. It's now Houston Tillotson University in Austin. We've been to the school several times. But my wife, Lori, and I, in these last 20 years, we've been wandering around the country looking for things and finding, we found Carolyn, his wife's diary, on a stairwell in my aunt's house. And it was almost like Carolyn from the grave was saying, well, if you're going to tell my husband's story, you better get mine in too.
And you did. And This obviously led to a deeper understanding of your family roots. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's deeply personal. But you also talk about, you know, there are parallels to current day. And in the few minutes that we have left, what do you hope readers take away from your book?
Well, Our stories matter. I know that's a cliche, but how we think of our ancestors matters. Slavery is the legacy of our country, the brutality of it, the ugliness of it. That's our legacy. But also our legacy are those who fought against it, who tried to do something about it. And when slavery ended, understood that was just the first step. And those, that's also our story. That's also who shapes us. But I also asked the question, how come we never talked about this in my family? It was almost like it was treated as an embarrassment. Why do we have this, this term, but this white amnesia about these things? And I'm really trying to penetrate through that fog of what I think is an intentional, a deliberate not wanting to remember. Yeah. And I don't see how we really come to a place of racial equality and reconciliation and justice without first understanding these stories and understanding what we're really carrying around with us that shapes us. And that's the real point of the book.
I think that is a big question that resonates with a lot of people today. You know, finally, how can people get your book and learn about George Richardson and apply it to their own lives?
Well, you can buy it online. Right now, we've sold out of every copy in Sacramento.
That's a good problem.
But you can get it on whatever your online bookseller is. We're hoping there will be more books at Beers Books.
off S Street in Sacramento.
S Street pretty soon, yeah. But we sold them out. And you can also get it from the publisher, which is the University of New Mexico Press. And it's a general interest imprint of UNMC called High Road Books. You can go to the University of New Mexico Press website and order your copy or wherever you like to buy your books.
Well, congratulations for that. I mean, that is amazing. How does that make you feel, given the response that you've received?
Well, first, a lot of relief. It's done. but, the response so far has been very positive. And it's, to me, this is my second book. I wrote a book about Willie Brown a few years ago. And the fun part of writing a book, besides just getting it done, is getting to talk about it. You know, I think books have power because they start conversations. Mm-hmm. So we're just beginning what I hope is a good conversation around what's in this book. And hopefully it has some legs to it. But
yeah. It must have felt nice on, I believe, earlier this week on Monday, you had a talk with Ginger Rutland, who was also a former journalist as well. Yeah. And actually being able to see people take in all the work that you did, but also seeing how it resonates with what they're grappling with or with their own lives.
Well, Ginger and I have been friends for 30 years. We were both reporters at the Capitol and then later at the Bee. And Ginger's been hugely helpful throughout this project. She was very helpful with the Willie Brown book, too. So she's been a great colleague. And so having her asking me questions on Monday at Beers Books was great. And she knows the book very, very well and asks some very penetrating questions, which, of course, make me want to rewrite parts of the book. But that was really a lot of fun.
Well, it's been so well received. And so just congratulations on that work. And we do have a link to the publisher's page if people are interested in purchasing your book. Jim, so nice seeing you.
Thank you, Vicki. I much appreciate it.
Thank you for stopping by. Jim Richardson is a former senior writer with the Sacramento Bee and retired Episcopal priest, discussing his new book about his great-great-grandfather called The Abolitionist Journal, Memories of an American Anti-Slavery Family. We have a link to the book on our Insight page. We do have a programming note. We're ending Insight a few minutes early for the continuation of the January 6th hearings. With that is Insight for today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.